We come to our prayers of intercession. I will leave short silences for your own prayers, and when I say the words, "In your mercy, Lord," I invite you to respond, "May your kingdom come." In your mercy, Lord, may your kingdom come. As we, like the disciples, come to the end of 10 days of prayerful waiting, let us come before our Almighty God to pray for ourselves and others in the Holy Spirit. We pray for the Church and for Christians throughout the world, that each may be more receptive to the Holy Spirit, until each worshipping community is empowered with the vitality and love of Jesus, the living Christ. In your mercy, Lord, may your kingdom come. We pray for the world and its leaders, for its mistakes and tragedies, misunderstandings and confusion. May your active spirit bring order, serenity, and hope. In your mercy, Lord, may your kingdom come. We pray for a deepening understanding of our own faith, more understanding of your will, a clearer awareness of others' needs, and a greater desire to give our lives to you. In your mercy, Lord, may your kingdom come. We pray for those whose lives are darkened by guilt, resentment, or despair, for those who live violent and cruel lives, and for all who are injured, abused, frightened, or ill. We particularly bring to mind those affected in any way by the pandemic affecting our world at present. In your mercy, Lord, may your kingdom come. We pray for those who have died of any cause in the present times, especially those who have died without their loved ones present. Give their grieving families the assurance that you were with them and comfort them in their loss. In your mercy, Lord, may your kingdom come. Amen. We finish with a hymn newly written for this year's Thy Kingdom Come. Set, You'll Be Pleased to Hear, to a well-known tune.